You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. I put down my fishing pole here, and interrupt the catfish catching. Actually, don't like catfish. But anyway, here we are in North Dakota. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. East Coast time every Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much for dropping in on your Sunday afternoon. And we will, let's see, just for your archival purposes, today is September 19th, 2021. And you're welcome to call in at our phone number, 512-248-8252. I'll give that number again during the show. Me being James Kelso, and thank you for stopping by to discuss all things Trump, hence the name of this show, the Trump Phenomenon, which, I'll give you a little personal Trump Phenomenon stories from my week since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. I'll start out with my story from yesterday. I'm up here in northern North Dakota. And we had yesterday something, an annual event here in Grand Forks called the Potato Bowl Parade. And we're farming an awful lot of potatoes up here, and as well as sugar beets. And the very rich soil here at the bottom, what used to be Lake Agassiz, a primordial lake, resulted from the great glaciers that stopped right about here, 2-mile-high glaciers in the last ice age. And they left, as they melted, they left a 500-foot-deep lake at the bottom of which I would be right now. If we were to go back in time 20,000 years, I would be sitting with my breathing apparatus 500 feet underwater. Anyway, it left an awful lot of very rich silt, and that's the basis for the huge farm economy up here in North Dakota. But we have the Potato Bowl Parade. The Potato Bowl is the homecoming game for the University of North Dakota. The Fighting Hawks, who played Drake yesterday, and Drake from Des Moines, Iowa. Anyway, so this is like a homecoming parade, and all the local high school bands, nearby high school bands, come to the big city here, 50,000 people, the big city. We don't have big cities in North Dakota. And then also the UND marching band is the premier band in the parade. But anyway, I attended with my 10-year-old boy, and got to see my 16-year-old daughter marching in the parade, and with one of the high schools. But here was the fun for me, the Trump moment for me. I recently bought online a 5-foot by 3-foot Trump 2024 flag. Beautiful flag, you know, read. It's double-sided with an interspersed middle layer, so you can read the flag perfectly from either side. Really a beautiful, well-crafted flag. Not offered by not an official Trump flag to by a Trump supporter out there. You can find such flags. Anyway, I bought this flag and I've been displaying it here in town. Well, yesterday, what I did was I took my 3x5 flag and put it over my shoulders, cape style, and walked the entire length of the Potato Bowl parade from one end to the other, on one side and then the other side, so that everybody, every member of the parade audience got to see this big Trump flag on my back. And they did. It was wonderful. And let me tell you, this is Trump country up here. I got people wanting to take pictures of the flag. Please, could you, you know, they unfurled the flag a little bit for their camera so they could see it, get a better shot. People with thumbs up, truckers, drivers in the parade giving me a encouraging honk, and nary a single negative comment. I'm sure there's somewhere in the crowd, there must have been some social justice warrior who was biting his or her lip, wanting to say something nasty about the orange man. But they dasn't say anything bad about the orange man here in Trump country. Because there were, I, you know, as they contemplated some kind of a snide comment, they must have thought to themselves as they glanced to the left and to the right and said, you know, these people all around me, they're probably Trump supporters because I'm in Trump country. And if I say something that would work in my left-wing social circle, it isn't going to work out here in this parade. And they're going to have something bad. When I say something bad about Trump, these people around me are going to say something bad about me. And they were right. So nobody, the few people in the crowd who probably were grimacing at my Trump cape didn't say a word. And so that was very fun. And I even got to watch, just serendipity here, just by luck, there was a cameraman who followed the parade and who watched, who followed me and my boy as we marched along the parade. So we appeared in his video a dozen times with a beautiful Trump banner. And I think the videographer must have been a Trump supporter too, because he kept coming back to a great shot of us walking along the parade route with our big Trump banner. 3 foot by 5 foot. I'll tell you what, you can see that from pretty far away. I encourage you to get one. I fly mine from my car on a flagpole, and I'm going to be doing that continuously all the way up until the Trump victory on November, whatever, first Tuesday in November 2024. I'll be flying it up and down the street, and I'll keep flying it after he wins throughout his ensuing 4 years of his second presidency. Well, excuse me, his third presidency, because he is our president right now. We did elect him president in 2020. The usurper, the phony Biden, is in fact a pretender president. So anyway, we'll elect him again. We'll make America great again, in November of 2024. In the meantime, we'll take back the House and or Senate in November of 2022. Anyway, so that's my little Trump story from yesterday. Let me give out that phone number again. I said I would, 512-248-8252. You can call in with your own Trump story. I hope some of you may have been out there. I mean, boy, when you watch this on the video clips of this, which are fast disappearing, by the way. You know, the video clips of our patriotic material, they just seem to vanish off of YouTube. They vanish off of Facebook and Twitter, they don't last, do they? So we've got to have our own storage vaults for videos and, you know, our postings. So that's, we're building that sort of thing up now. Band.video is one such place where our videos can reside and have some chance of not being deleted. In fact, they are sure not to be deleted. Sorry, it's not just some chance. And so we have to have more and more Patriot sites like that. Patriot Radio, like this right here, Republic Broadcasting, where you can count on your shows not being deleted and your hosts not being canceled. and you being canceled. So what I like, what I saw here this weekend, and I mentioned it last weekend, is the football games at which thousands upon thousands of largely Generation Z, is the current young crop the Gen Z? The Gen Zers are yelling, blank Joe Biden. Boom, boom, boom. Blank Joe Biden. Boom, boom, boom. They've got a cadence going to it, different cadences. Blank Joe Biden. And you, it's your job to fill in the four-letter word that begins with F and ends with K. You fill in that word. Blank Joe Biden. This is really taking off across the country. I'm loving it. I want to be in one of those crowds joining the chant. So maybe you. If you were in one of those stadiums chanting out lustily that great patriotic whoop, let us know what it was like to be there. And I'd be happy to take your call. So that's breaking out everywhere. Also, just in general, outside of football stadiums, crowds are protesting the medical tyranny that has now been imposed upon us in what is now, where would you describe it, folks? I'd love to hear your opinion on this also. Where are we in the trajectory, in the march toward communism? Where do we stand? Are we as we were when I was a younger man? Is communism a danger? Is it an encroaching danger? Is it a looming possibility out there on the horizon, something to guard against? No, I don't think that's true anymore, do you? I don't think we're looking at something that might happen to us in the future. I think we're in it right now. I'd love to hear your opinion. I think America right now is a communist nation. Okay, explain yourself, Kelso. Okay, what I mean by that is communists do control the presidency, the entire deep state, all departments, every single one without exception, the Senate, the House. Do we have a bulwark in the Supreme Court? No, no. We have a gutless Supreme Court. Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Coney Barrett. They're big, fat disappointments. Not Donald Trump's fault, but not one of them has done anything courageous yet. So communists control, they control the press, the media, almost entirely. The one major media network that was not entirely communist-controlled, Fox, is eroding. Now there's one or two networks coming up that are actually, this is good news, actually getting big. Newsmax is getting big, or as our president would say, huge. It's getting huge. OAN, One America News, is getting huge as well. So, but those things aside, the communists, and they're not left-wingers or liberals. They aren't liberals at all. They are communists who control the entirety of media. They control the school system, really, from stem to stern. They start in preschool, and that's why Joe Biden wants free preschool for every child in America, free, you know, use that word free, obviously a misnomer. It ain't free. Government-controlled preschool for every child in America, all the way to your free college, the whole thing, and the whole thing being communist. With exceptions, of course, but those exceptions, sure, there's a good teacher here and a good teacher there, but they are what? What are those teachers? They're the exceptions that prove the rule. Communism has taken over our educational system. So add that to the press. Now we're talking about, what about a medical tyranny? Do we have, I remember the days back when I was in the John Birch Society, and I never really left. once a Bircher, always a Bircher. I just stopped paying my dues and attending my chapter meetings. I remember in my glory days of being a really active John Bircher, many of our very best members were medical doctors. I'll give you a prominent example. Dr. Larry McDonald, who I had the pleasure of meeting once at a John Birch national banquet. What did we call it? It was the board of directors and so on. They all met in Los Angeles. I met Larry McDonald, who was the chairman of the John Birch Society. And I can even get some of my terms mixed up here because it's been so many decades. That was in my 20s that I was I started as John Bircher. I'm in my 70s now, 73. But Larry McDonald was a great doctor. I believe he's a urologist based in Georgia. Kind of patriot doctor that Rand Paul and Ron Paul are. You don't hear about Larry McDonald. You haven't heard about him in a long time because he was assassinated in KAL-007, that 747 that was shot down over Sakhalin Island on its way to a Patriot event in South Korea from its takeoff in Alaska. But I remember the days when some of the very best patriots, very best, were doctors. And you could generally, my feeling way back then was generally doctors are more conservative. You're going to find more right wing. You're going to find a disproportionate number of right wingers among doctors. Okay, well, let's fast forward to today. What's the situation today? How's the medical community today? Well, this has been a wake up call for me. This is a shock. What do we have in the, what kind of defenders of the Constitution, defenders of your rights in the Bill of Rights, do we have in the AMA, in the medical community, and in hospitals? Well, folks, the news ain't good. It ain't good. Now, a really great doctor who does hark back to those glory days of patriot medicine, Dr. Jane Ruby, I've been listening to her on radio and video broadcast of Dr. Jane Ruby, she's a good one. And in her last show, she said, you know, she was asking the same question I'm asking. What's happened to my community, my fellow doctors? And she said, this is shocking for me to admit. This is rough. She says, I'll tell you what the situation is, folks. From stem, from front to back, internationally, in every country, all over the world, the entire medical profession, with exceptions, doctors are terrified of what? They're terrified, first of all, of what? Losing their licenses. Yes, there you go. Now you've got them on the short leash. If guys like Dr. Fauci take over the licensing process, the certification process, the accreditation process. Oh, you got these folks on a short leash. We'll be right back.
The
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
And we're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Jane Ruby. I hope you've seen her on your TV or, you know, on Newsmax or InfoWars or wherever you can find Dr. Jane Ruby. And this is one of our problems, a big one here. We've lost the First Amendment. When I say we are now living in a state of communism, it's only a question of, are we in stage one communism? You know, use cancer analogies, or stage two, three, or four. I don't think it's stage four communism yet. That's why you're hearing my voice. You wouldn't be hearing my voice in stage four communism. So we're in there. We're there. We've arrived at communism. And the I'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject of where we are. I'm going to share with you what the president has written in the week since we last met up. He's got his messages out to us at donaldjtrump.com. Some really great messages, so I want to share those with you. I wish I had more audio of our president to share with you. That's something for which we've been hungering, and we'll get, you know, for that. A really great instance of that is coming up next weekend. Let me get this announcement in here just to give you something encouraging to say while I tell you that we're in stage question mark communism. Donald Trump is staging an event next weekend in Perry, Georgia. Let me find my sheet here. Got it written down. And let's see here. Perry, Georgia is just south of Macon, Georgia. And that's September 25th, 7 p.m. That's Saturday. So we'll be highlighting that next Sunday. We'll take highlights and some of the best stuff. We have 2 hours to cover what will probably be a 1.5 hour magnificent speech by Donald Trump to a roaring crowd of teamless thousands, teaming thousands, countless thousands, extending over the horizon of the Georgia National Fairgrounds in Perry, Georgia. Boy, if you can be there, oh, please get your load the kids and your spouse into the station wagon and get out there. So that'll be, we'll get to hear from the commander in chief himself next weekend. Then 2 weeks later, on October 9th, we'll hear from him again, from the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, Iowa. And that should also be a innumerable, huge crowd. More people in one Trump crowd than all the Biden crowds in his whole life put together. Even people that are paid to be there to listen to this puke of a fake president and his equally pukish vice president. So, you know, think of these people. They don't get crowds. Like Nancy Pelosi. Who is Nancy Pelosi? Who the hell does she think she is? You know, she comes from a congressional district in the middle of woke San Francisco where she's never actually had to even contest an election. She gets a few thousand votes every time. She doesn't even need her campaign contributions, so she hands those out to her favored left-wingers in the House to help buy her control of the House. Who is this person? Just this little district of people in the middle of woke San Francisco keep sending her back to the House of Representatives. Nobody votes for her. She's never spoken to a large crowd of people. Chuck Schumer, same story in the state of New York. None of these people are actually popular figures. So those two great events coming up. Perry, Georgia, next weekend, Saturday, be there if you can. Nearest city you recognize is Macon, Georgia, just north of Perry, and then Des Moines, Iowa. Now, Des Moines is almost within driving distance of me here in North Dakota. But I don't know. It's a little bit long there for me. So not sure yet. But if you can get to one of these events, get there, and you will be so glad you went. Doesn't matter what. Don't turn the car around because of weather. Disregard any naysayers in your family who would give you some reason that you shouldn't go. No, don't worry about, well, I won't be close. We'll get there late. We won't get in. No. You'll be there. Everybody who gets there is in. And that's one of the beauties of having a fairground event. There's no inside or outside. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
And when John Fogerty was singing that song, I forget when that came out, Creedence Clearwater Revival, but that was a time, that was a bit ago. Anyway, I'm going to go to a news story right now that makes a lot of points that I've been making on this show for several years now. And this is a story about COVID-19 and India. So listen, gather around the fire, children, and listen closely to Grandpa Kelso tell you about the story of COVID-19 in India. and how it proves things that we've said on this show that you're not going to hear from the controlled media in communist America. I mean, this is a shocking situation where India in some ways has more freedom than America and more common sense and intelligence than America. This is scary stuff. Anyway, here's the headline of the story. The reason I mentioned Fogerty and when Creedence Clearwater was writing that song is that song was written back at a time when the population of America was about 240 million people. We had when I was in junior high, I'm looking at a chart here of the U.S. population, there were 189 million people in America in 1960, 189 million. And we were Americans back then. It wasn't just people who happened to be in this country, holders of green cards, HB1 visas, amnesties, and everything else. We were Americans back in 1960. There were 189 million of us. How many are here now? Come on, who knows? Official number of like 330 million. What's the real number? You know, with crowds of people of 50,000 Haitians at a time swarming across the Rio Grande. 50,000 at a time. And wait till they bring their families through with chain migration. Are there 400 million people in this country now, all of whom Joe Biden has says we're going to make them voters, citizens? They're all going to be on Social Security. They're all going to be on your Medicare. They're all going to be crowding into your schools. If you're dumb enough to still send your kids to a public school, pardon me, I don't want to say that. Some of you have to. But if you're unfortunate, a better adjective, if you're unfortunate enough to have to send your kids to a public school, and I say that up here in North Dakota, which is, I mean, if you had to find the best place in the country to find a decent public school, you couldn't do better than North Dakota. But it's terrible here. That's why my boy's not in public school. And homeschool, folks, homeschool. If you can do it, please. It'll be the best decision you've ever made. But anyway, so there were about, in 1980, 20 years later, we're listed as having 237 million people in this country. Well, how does that connect to India? Well, the province of Uttar Pradesh in northern India has about, let me go look it up here. Let's go to the story. Uttar Pradesh has a population of 241 million people. Same sort of population that John Fogerty was singing to with that song you just heard. And so who cares about Uttar Pradesh, India? Well, you're going to care about it after you hear this. Here's the story. India, state of two, I'm reading this off of InfoWars. India, state of 241 million people declared COVID-free after government promotes ivermectin. Remember, that's where I got my ivermectin. Came in a little package from India. I just ordered some more. Joe Biden's government's making it as impossible as possible to get ivermectin in the United States. A common over-the-counter treatment that if dogs could talk, your dog could walk into a pharmacy and buy it for worms. But it's effective. It's a wonderfully effective medication against all kinds of things, having been put out in billions of doses. The state of Uttar Pradesh in India, which has the equivalent of 2/3 of the U.S. population today, has been declared COVID-free, the state government announced last week. There are no more active cases of coronavirus in the 33 districts of Uttar Pradesh, which has a population of 241 million people. Let that sink in. COVID-free. the government itself, which is probably the last agency you'd expect to make such a declaration, they've said, this is over, we're done. We don't have any COVID-19 in Uttar Pradesh. This is essentially a province that's of comparable population to the United States, and an area is comparable to Great Britain. It's right up against Nepal there, the Ganges River flowing in the south of it. It's the home of Gautama Buddha. It's where he promulgated Buddhism. All kinds of great history in Uttar Pradesh. Very poor. Average income per person in Uttar Pradesh, I believe, is about $1,000 a year. Now, even if you're poor in America, you've got an average income in your family of $10,000 per person in your family, even if you're low income. Uttar Pradesh is one-tenth the income of a low-income family in America. But they don't have any COVID-19. Their shopping choices, their health choices, their sanitation facilities, their their standard of living, way below yours and mine. But they don't have any COVID-19. And they're all jammed in amongst themselves. Their population density is way above ours. 241 million people in an area the size of Great Britain. That's, they're packed in there. So, social distancing. Martha, social distancing. Oh, get away from me. You're going to give me COVID-19. Don't breathe on me. Don't touch me. Where's my sanitizer? My sanitizer. Where's my mask? Where's my wetsuit? Where's my diving helmet? Come on. These people are packed into Uttar Pradesh like sardines, and they don't have any COVID-19. How come? I forgot to tell you. It's because they've all been vaccinated, right? They've all had the death jab. They've all had the killer shot. That's why they don't have any COVID. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca, they've got their sales reps busy out there in Uttar Pradesh. And they wiped out COVID-19. Wait. Stop, Kelso. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm looking at the numbers here. What's the vaccination rate in Uttar Pradesh? 5%! It's negligible. 5%. That doesn't even count. They aren't vaccinated. So why don't they have any COVID-19? They should all be sick and dying. They should all be on ventilators. They should all be, 6 feet under. Or, I guess in India, floating down the Ganges. They're not. They're healthier than we are. Why? They're not getting vaccinated. Well, so what are they doing? Well, for starters, that's one smart thing they're doing. They're not getting these unknown non-vaccine injections. So they're not doing that. That's a smart step right there. But I'll tell you why they don't have any COVID-19 in Uttar Pradesh. Because the government of Uttar Pradesh is issuing widely, freely to everyone. Okay, what's the next word? What is Kelso going to say? That's right, starts with an I. Ivermectin. Ivermectin. It's everywhere in India. The government endorses it because the government in India is a better government than ours. It's less communist than ours. Their health system, with $1,000 per person gross domestic product, is better than ours. What the hell are all these hospitals about? All these hundreds of billions of dollars and nuclear atomic machines that you go into that cost them $10 million each. Guys that go off and have 15-year medical educations. What the hell is this whole thing for? When you've got cowards who will crawl like worms rather than lose their license. Who will crawl like worms and bark like dogs for the
Anthony Fauci, the killer. This guy is, if this guy isn't a Satanist, there isn't any such thing. Look at that man's eyes. Listen to his gangster voice. Listen to his lies. That guy runs the American medical establishment. Lock, stock, and barrel. That piece of garbage, unelected. He runs our medical system. Every doctor in America is scared shitless of Anthony Fauci, except for a very, very few brave doctors. Thank God for those very few brave doctors, like Dr. Jane Ruby and others I've mentioned on this show, but they're a distinct minority, and they don't control any hospital, not a single hospital. So India is not, that's how bad it is, folks. India is not a paragon of freedom. India doesn't have a Declaration of Independence, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Not even close. They have a terrible history. They're very poor. But they're freer than we are. And they have a better... I'd rather go see a doctor in Uttar Pradesh today than one in North Dakota. Because I know my doctor in Uttar Pradesh, if I said I'd like to have some ivermectin, he'd say, of course, Mr. Kelso, here is your ivermectin. Oh, I don't know. My Hindu accent is rusty. Sorry. I did take Sanskrit in college. I did get an A. But the... I'd rather visit a doctor in Uttar Pradesh than in North Dakota, and certainly in California or New York or New Jersey or Illinois or Philadelphia or Atlanta. So, well, anywhere in America. There isn't any, some part of America where we've got a free medical system or a... liberty-loving is the word I'm searching for. Anyway, now let me give you the numbers. Let me continue with the article. I'm interrupting myself, which I do all the time. By the way, you're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252 and propound on your favorite subjects. I've got Pat there waiting in Texas. And Pat, I've got a rain check for you. Let's get you in on the show, Pat, because I've made you wait in several shows. Pat, what's on your mind?
Everything. You know, I'm a medical professional, retired 1985. Well, I wasn't a traveling one, because medical technologist, but I worked in all kind of places. I worked in Perry, Georgia, and two of my prophetess friends got stuck there. Their car broke down. They couldn't do anything for a week. They prayed over that town. I said, I'm so glad you did that before I got there. Oh, thank you. And I guess it's still holding on there. I had no trouble with
they're still working, and it's going to work next week in Perry, Georgia. Yeah, Perry, Georgia. There'll be folks, I don't mean to interrupt you, Pat. You've got the mic in a moment, but folks, there will be at least 50,000 liberty loving patriots, including patriot doctors, nurses, and health professionals. They will be there in Perry, Georgia. And I don't, by the way, When I rail against Anthony Fauci and the part of the medical establishment that he controls, which is the whole damn thing, I'm not inveighing against every, the fact we have great doctors, the fact that we have great doctors, the fact that they are surviving inside of the Fauci tyranny, the communist Fauci tyranny, makes them even greater. It's even harder to be a great doctor in America than it is in India. In India, you don't have to have nerves of steel. In America, you do. So those of you out there that are doctors that are courageous and do have integrity, wow, my hat is off to you. So go ahead, Pat.
Well, I think what happened to the medical profession was Obamacare. I could see that he said us Muslims three times on YouTube before he was elected. So it's no doubt he was just a Muslim. And he he has favored them, and they've taken over the medical profession. And if you get one who wants to do right, he just turns his back and walks out and says, standard of care, because they're the ones that don't want to lose their license, you know. But I tell you what, I bet you when the mobs start falling, they'll go home, and we really won't have any doctors.
Well, there. That's the point. Yeah, Dr. Jane Ruby on the show that I saw, she made that point. And there are others, just like Dr. Jane Ruby. She said, hey, look, speaking to her fellow doctors, she said, look, you know, if we go further down this hill that we're sliding down, it's not going to matter whether you have a medical license. You're not even going to want to practice in the world that we're heading for. You know, you have to take a stand. You have to do something courageous. You have to say no. You have to resist. In fact, using the Indian example again, one of the ways of resistance that I endorse right now, I believe this is the way we should go right now, is Gandhian resistance. The kind of resistance that Mahatma Gandhi led in India in 1947, when the Indians were fighting or struggling for independence from the British Raj. They didn't want to be a colony of India, of Britain. And what did they do? What did Indians do? By the millions, they would gather, you know, in huge demonstrations, and they would sit down, they would strike, they would walk off the job, they would block public, you know, facilities. What did he call it? Nonviolence, peaceful, nonviolent resistance. That's what we need to do right now. And this rally in Perry, Georgia, our enemies of the deep state, the Pukes, the Bidens, and the social justice warriors, when they see us gathered by the tens and hundreds of thousands, when they see an entire football stadium filled with nearly 100,000 Gen Zers chanting F Joe Biden, F Joe, boy, that puts a chill down their spine, because they realize that we are, what are we doing? We're doing civil disobedience. We're doing nonviolent resistance. That's what we need to do. Now, the next stage after that, when that doesn't work, if that doesn't work, is violent resistance. And I'm not advocating that here on this show, but I'll give you an example of somebody who made that point that I respect very much. I was standing 3 feet away from Congressman Ron Paul. And at that, let's see, at several events, I attended 13 and helped organize some of those 13 Ron Paul events that I attended all across the country, from Florida to California to, you know, Washington to Iowa. Actually, the first event I attended was in Ames, Iowa. But Ron Paul himself said, this is back in 2016, folks. Remember how different things were in 2008. 2008. That seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? But Ron Paul said back then, he said, look, we're fighting communism, and we're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for our Constitution. One of our chants was Ron Paul Revolution, legalize the Constitution. That was one of our chants.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you got your ivermectin from India's pill, white pills from India. Are you there? Hello? Okay.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Hey, my name ain't Willie Woodrow. We're back. And, you know, thanks to the incredible work of the Republic Broadcasting Engineers. Folks, without these guys, forget the radio hosts like me. We're a dime a dozen. it's the engineers who make this thing go. And they're down there in Round Rock, Texas, and you better be supporting them and making these radio waves hum. Because the engineer just worked his magic to put me back on the air. Now, okay, Pat, the let's see, we were...
I'll say one thing to get off.
Yeah, and thank you very much, and thank you and your friends for praying for Perry, Georgia.
I want to tell you something that was on Twitter, and my son sent it to me, and I can't give him credit, but he said, if Americans knew what Americans were doing, Americans would invade America and rescue Americans from Americans. I said, that's
yeah,
the truth.
That's right.
I hear of all the first responders right around here who have died of COVID, I'm thinking, what in the world? I mean, you know, it's hard to believe.
Well, let me comment on that. Because, see, people aren't dying in Uttar Pradesh. I mean, how many people listen to the show have ever even heard of Uttar Pradesh? I've heard of it because I studied Hinduism and Buddhism and Sanskrit and stuff. And so I spent some time at college studying that area of the world. But Uttar Pradesh, people aren't dying of COVID-19 in Uttar Pradesh, but they actually are here. What's the difference? Well, what they're dying of here is the damn medical treatment, the damn system itself, the being intubated, you know, having a ventilator. You know, that'll knock you on your ass and kill you.
Planned this thing a long time ago. They planned this in 04, 05. I got all the evidence. I've presented it to every different show I can think of on RBN. And it's just unfortunate, you know, that you can't get it out.
Yeah. One of the things that Anthony Fauci has been pushing on the public is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, remdesivir. He all over the airwaves. Well, we've got a cure for COVID-19. It's remdesivir. That'll kill you dead. That'll kill you dead. And Fauci has participated in so many failed, lethal, fatal medical fiascos. You can't call it incompetence at this point. You know, he's a smart, clever guy. No, this guy's a killer. And here, what's happening? But now, let me say this, folks. What they're doing in India is the government there looked at the numbers, looked at these some of these American doctors who had 100% results with ivermectin. They gave it to their patients. They recovered immediately, sometimes within 24 hours, within 24 hours. So the government of India, like Uttar Pradesh, they said, hey, that looks like that makes a lot of sense. Let's get ourselves some of this and give it to everybody. They did, and it worked. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. And Pat, thanks for calling. We'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.